The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your favorite part of the day, your favorite part of the week, your favorite part of the month, your favorite part of your life. It's the Dumbfellas Podcast. We still speak after the last episode. I know you can't believe it. I can barely believe it myself, and I wouldn't be here if not for the free chicken wings. And by free chicken wings, I mean they are on the tab of the Prince of West Orange, Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo. Give it up.
What up? What up? Yes, Natty. I will splurge for your wings tonight, my friend.
He's going to splurge for my 50-cent wings.
What's shaking, bacon?
Oh, I'm taking care of some business. You know how I do. Just rolling. Into my homie. What's going on with the hat over there?
The big man in this, my chart.
Joe Carney, how you doing, kid?
You ain't as fresh as I'm is, baby. What's up?
I don't know what just happened, but it was good.
Let's get this thing rolling. Get some stank on our hang down.
That's it. I always called it hang low.
Stank yeah, on, no, sometimes I'll say, low. Get my stank on my hang down, and they're like, bro, it's hang low. And then I'll say, let's get some stank on my hang low, and they're like, it's a hang down.
Oh, wait, all right. What are you talking about?
Something totally inappropriate.
Did you start?
Stank.
Stank.
You started the episode off with that?
Yeah.
Garbage.
That's where we are.
I thought after the last episode, we came together and we were going
to
be a
no, we're trying
wholesome,
to, we're trying to get
clean.
You to this side. We are not going to be wholesome and clean, and you're going to be filthy. You shaved.
Huh?
You shaved.
Down here.
You know who you look like? Exactly who you look like. You look like the squirrel from Over the Hedge.
I've never seen that.
I've read the comics.
You've never seen
in the
newspaper.
Is it good?
No.
It was a comics?
It was a comic strip in, at least in the Star Ledger it was.
I didn't
Over
know.
Yeah, no, same. Yeah.
Very witty. Very,
I
very
want
witty.
My
yeah.
cookie!
Yeah. Yeah, you look
over
very,
the hedge.
Yeah, you look like a
squirrel.
Everything
like a squirrel?
That you do though is very
squirrelish
on you. No, it's you're
squirrely?
No, you're a character. You're an animated character. Oh, you're a walking, talking, living, breathing animated character.
You, sir, are a real character.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I know.
A good thing. That,
I mean, how could you ever mistake us? I mean, despite how like insane they are, squirrels are pretty cute.
They're pretty adorable.
Grief, let me ask you a question about the main man over here, Mr.
Squirrels?
Natty Bumper Car. When he hits you with something serious, I know that last episode that we had was pretty serious.
Yeah.
Was it? I didn't notice.
No, but I'm saying we're not going heavy right now. Don't you feel weird like you're? It's like it takes your brain like 30 seconds to realize. Wait a second, Natty's being serious.
He's not talking like an animal.
Yeah,
like, he's not talking like an animal.
He's not Dave Coulier. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Coulier has joined us.
Wait, is that how Dave? Is that a Dave Coulier voice? Dave Coulier,
the woodchuck.
Yeah. Does it do that voice?
Which was also very similar. Now you do him, and I'm going to do. Hello, I'm Babbles from Babbles World. Remember Harold Mumber, the Babbles from Babbles World?
That sounds more like Woodchuck
than... Yeah, you remember Bobby?
Wow, this is crazy.
It's me, Bobby.
Babbles from Babbles World.
I don't really remember how he sounds, though. That was a long time ago.
Don't you know? Don't... it's Mrs. Poole.
Yeah. Can you do this?
Oh, well, Mrs. Poole was...
Who's Mrs. Poole?
Mrs. Poole's from the Hogan family.
Yes, and who is she now? Still working.
Oh, I don't know who she is.
Linda
she is
Carter.
The driving ed teacher in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow. I've never watched an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
You shouldn't. It's bad for your brain.
But it started like just after
she was
like
in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Who? All right, so what's her name? Wait, what?
Mrs. Poole.
Oh, Mrs. Poole. She was like an older, not older. At the time, she wasn't older. Redhead, kind of a, you know.
Yeah?
Don't you know?
She knew what she was doing.
I didn't
realize that was the voice of the mom from Bobby's World.
It is?
No.
Wow, we have so many worlds.
Okay. We should not have any facts on this show because we are all so
right.
wrong.
No. Mrs. Poole was from the Hogan family.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. That is not
point, the neighbor.
Point
she was the
one.
Neighbor.
Yeah.
Point two. All right.
So point one was I went, don't you know, because I was because they were from Minnesota.
Right.
Oh.
In Bobby's World.
Oh, don't you know?
So, but Mrs. Poole was not the voice of the mom from Bobby's World. We can confirm or deny.
I don't know.
I would imagine not.
I'm going to say
not.
I don't know. I thought Howie Mandel did every voice.
I don't know.
I think you're right, actually, in Bobby's World. I think Howie Mandel
did. Did he really?
Yeah.
Wait, let's think. What other comedians have had cartoons? So Howie Mandel.
Who did.
Who's the guy who has a Netflix right now? That. Burke loves
everything.
He's from Boston.
Bob's Burgers.
Oh, he's from Boston.
No, this comedian.
Bill Burr.
Yeah, Burr has a cartoon on Netflix.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Cosby obviously had shows.
No, well, we're not going to disparage that. Young K.P. Burr, who is on his way. But I have to ask you a question, and I listened back to the last episode. Uh-huh. I'm not going deep, but I don't think I've ever met anybody who is so educated in the comedic world.
You're very smart.
Right?
Well, let's see, Joe, let me just lay this scenario out for you. And obviously, we all love KP, but he doesn't have anything else to do.
Wow. That's rough to say. We don't know everybody else's daily life. You know,
when he walks his dog, I know he calls me when that happens. So that's something to do.
What was
that?
Right. Right.
He doesn't
Holy
shower.
Judgmental. He doesn't shower. Yes.
No, it's not judgmental at all.
He's just way too big to not shower. He would smell like cheese. He would smell like, you know.
Oh, that's well. You don't sit on Uncle Cheese.
I was waiting.
No, and it's not a disparaging thing at all. But he doesn't. He focuses on his comedy right now, and so he has.
No,
extra
I just
time.
Meant the history of the different the shucks and jives and juxtapositions of comedy of the comedy world.
Yes.
Like I listened back to that and then clapped her and stuff. All these things that I learned and then preached to other people. Like I knew it and it was.
You were like screaming
Let me
people.
Tell you about Clapter.
Hold
the
on
minister
a
is going to tell you about Clapter.
Gather round, Mr. Joe.
We used to do a thing called cometry, and cometry began with comedy and ended with spoken word poetry.
So this episode is coming out the week after Thanksgiving, so I figured we should do a quick catch-up and find out how is everybody's Thanksgiving. Oh, you know what I do?
What?
I separate the skin of the turkey from the turkey, and then I just squeeze a whole bottle of Hellman's ketchup. Not Hellman's.
Heinz.
No, not Heinz. Heinz is gross. It's the other one.
Hunt?
Thurman's?
Yeah,
Hunt's?
Hunt's?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now he's disgusting. Now he's
Dude, you prefer Hunt's
no,
over
he does
Heinz?
No one does. No.
Oh, okay.
God, and no one puts ketchup in their turkey, Grifo. That was where I should have lost you.
You
no,
saw my face that I was exceptionally intrigued on what you
said. Yeah,
so.
You were.
I wasn't. Right? You didn't lose me.
I mean, because the acid from the tomato would. I mean, like, it could do something interesting, but it would be horrific.
Can I ask you, can I start with the recap of my Thanksgiving?
Yes, I want to hear all about it.
I'm going to start with saying awesome, awesome day. We had it at my mother-in-law's. My mom, you guys know where she got hurt a couple weeks ago, so she couldn't be a part of Thanksgiving after her surgery. Long story short, my mother-in-law hosted.
Okay. Now, is that a new thing or is that an every year thing?
No, it's either every other year or sometimes. We've become a very intertwined family. My parents and my wife's parents will spend holidays together. Very, very, very nice.
Interesting.
We don't have to run around and have to go see everybody. We exchange gifts with all the family. We become
That's
one
good.
Big family. I'm
you know,
very
it's
thankful.
Exhausting having to go to multiple places.
So tell me if I'm wrong because I'm lost on it. I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
My father-in-law.
Okay.
75, 76 years old.
He'll
make you a beautiful Manhattan.
Okay.
He'll
nice.
Clean the. It's his thing. He will clean up after every single meal that we ever have there.
All right.
It's his thing. The dishwasher has to be packed perfectly. And
yep.
Has never, since I met him, I don't know if he doesn't know how to do it or just refuses to do it. He will not carve the turkey in his own home.
Interesting.
So the turkey was out in the middle of the table like freaking. Norman Mailer, like a Norman Mailer painting. Like everything was out in the middle of the.
Norman Rockwell.
Norman Mailer wrote that. He was an author. Norman.
He was like that book that Norman Mailer wrote about the painting. Oh,
little known fact about Norman.
I just read The Gospel According to Jesus. It was a book that Norman Mailer wrote, A Gospel According to the Son. And I had Norman Mailer in my head. Anyway. Norman Rockwell, like a Norman Rockwell painting.
Yeah.
So you go into the dining room, right, and it's every single side, the mashed potatoes.
Norman Rockwell
steaming.
Loved ketchup on his turkey,
he
by the way.
He did. That's what I was getting
yeah,
at.
Okay.
Now, the turkey's right dead center, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm either Clark Griswold or Tiny Tim's father, and he hands me the knife and the fork. He's like, there's 42 people sitting around the table. He's like, can you carve it?
Oh.
So I'm like, yes. Yes, I can, but not. Not in the middle of the table.
Not in the middle of the table.
Not in the middle of the table. We're gonna.
This isn't a show.
We're gonna take this. Yeah. We're gonna go in the kitchen, and nobody has to stare at me while I.
Yeah, that's where the carving happens.
Remember this. This.
It's not a pleasant sight.
It's really not, especially if you do it right. It's not a pleasant sight because there's a lot of cracking.
There's cracking and yeah.
I saw that you spatchcocked.
I spatchcocked my turkey this year, Kevin Garifa. What that means is you actually cut the spine out of the turkey. You flip it over, breast side down, cut the spine out on both sides. Rip that out, throw it in the pan, flip it back over, and break the breastbone, so the turkey is flat, right?
Okay.
And then what that does is the turkey, in theory, cooks a lot faster.
Yes, okay.
So you get, I mean...
I've seen pictures on the old Instagram.
I don't want to say... It was by far the best turkey I have ever
made. Never
did
it with a turkey, but I've done it several times with a chicken, so I can only imagine.
So that's going to be my... I mean, it's my new jam.
Did you brine?
I bought a brined turkey because I didn't have time to brine
myself. Okay, okay. So it was brined.
So it was brined, and we... So in the pan, we got a new roasting pan, put all sorts of aromatics underneath mm-hmm. it. And then I did separate the skin from the bird, and I put margarine in there, and then just all the thyme and the rosemary.
What did margarine ever do to you?
Natty, this is a question.
It's a good question. And I'm just not comfortable.
She invited him to a sleepover, yeah, but he needed his bear.
Margarine was
back
a great lady.
This is my issue. I'm just not comfortable talking about what she did to me or what I did to her. I made Kevin spit his beer up. That's liquid gold. And we'll get to me in a minute, but spatchcocking, best thing ever. Well, yeah, that's what I want. My father-in-law, usually he carves a turkey, mm-hmm. but this year I was just like, sit it down, bud. I got it. And
I don't mind it. It's just I feel like it's always been like traditionally the man of the house. Like it's I will butcher.
Where's your cutlery?
Right?
Yeah. You pop those legs around, hit it at the the leg and the wing, pop that, and then
different
pull
than
that,
the chicken for some
that.
Reason. I couldn't find that joint.
It's tough to get to.
The chicken will find that every time. On this one, I put the wing and the thigh together and served it as like
a massive
pile. Yeah, like a massive. Yeah.
Wow. Here's 2 pounds of turkey for
there
you.
There you go, right there.
And I even laid it out on the platter, like all like, oh, it was gorgeous.
I did the Paula Deen slice. God. I removed the entire breast from the on
yep.
both sides.
Yep.
And then properly. No, because growing up, my dad always sliced with the grain, very thin.
Yeah.
So it would be front to back. If you're thinking, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the slice would start in the front to the back. Paula Deen removes it and slices this way. So you're actually going left to right. And that's how.
So because it makes it.
And then I put it back together on the bird.
Yep.
And put it back on the
table.
Oh,
you put. Oh.
Yeah.
See, okay. I only did one breast, and I don't know if I did it that way. I don't even know how I did it. I can't even think. But I found out I sliced it good for a dinner plate. But
yeah.
Bad for a sandwich. It's too thick for a sandwich.
Too thick for a sandwich.
So I had to go back and reslice for my sandwich.
We crumbled and almost shredded for the sandwiches that night. Like almost a shredded turkey sandwich. How about you, Garif? What happened, babe?
What'd you do? Oh, no, you didn't do? That's right. Okay. You hung out with your old friend, Jim.
What's that?
Jim Beam. They get together every year.
I didn't have much of a Thanksgiving this year. So... For the first time
but
ever.
Aren't you thankful
that everything's okay? Yes.
That everything is okay in Kevin's life.
Yes.
Here's the big turkey
good.
Question. Have you made or had deep fried turkey yet?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God, is it good? Have you done
it's
it
amazing.
Now?
I have. I have not done it, but I've had it.
Oh.
And it was good.
I enjoyed it. I sat outside, smoked a cigar, had, you know.
It's an event.
It really is. I think it was, what's the max? I think it was a 15-pound turkey. I think that was the max.
Yeah.
We did it last year, not this year, because I just told you we did it my... and it was like 42 minutes, man.
What?
Did you ever watch the videos of people screwing up?
I was
I'm watching
people that I know on Facebook going Facebook Live to do it. How many freaking public services do they show? Don't put anything. Make sure it's dry and
no
not frozen.
No liquid.
And make sure that you keep the freaking oil at the line because it's there for a reason.
Yeah, there's
And it, two different people that I knew, it overflowed and the oil came down onto the freaking flame and
explosion.
Nothing lit up, but the flame was everywhere. If it was close to anything, it would have lit up. I'm like, what are you?
Yeah, yeah. It's serious business.
It really is.
Well, even so, making food, so we had 18 over, and it's when you're making food for that many people, you have to be super cognizant that you're not.
Nice word.
I know, right?
Right.
You're not
look
cross contaminating anything, that you're cooking everything properly. Because, like, if you're serving,
we owe them like 50 cents.
If you're serving turkey, you don't want to kill people.
No,
not at all.
Want to make sure it's done.
Yeah.
Serving turkey.
Yeah. And so we, you know, had since I had spatchcock play, I had to get the meat thermometer in there, and it said it was gonna be fast, but it was at 2.5 hours. It should have been done, and it was at 154.
So theoretically, you're supposed to be 20 minutes per pound. Theoretically, that's what it said. You can go a little under, a little over 20 minutes per pound. Okay.
Yep.
So my mother-in-law does a roasting bag, which brings it down to about 15 minutes per pound.
That's funny. That's what we call she my mother-in-law. I don't have a mother-in-law. I wish I did.
A roast is good.
That was good. You should save that for your wedding.
My mother-in-law.
Okay.
he's never getting married.
Exactly.
She is the person who thinks if it's even remotely moist, it's raw.
Oh, no.
So everything is done. So she'll put it in, let's say, just for math's sake, let's say it's a 2-pound turkey. That's 40 minutes, okay?
Okay.
She'll put it in for an hour and 40 minutes. Whatever it is, she adds an hour.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I went to go take the meat off the, like, to slice the drumsticks and everything,
yeah, yeah,
the bone was in my hand, and the meat was still stuck to the, because I came in, she disintegrated, on one side disintegrated the bird.
Really?
The bone, yeah. The turkey was delicious, but it was.
Now, are you saying that because she's going to listen to this eventually?
Nobody listens to this.
It's true. We used to have numbers. We no longer have numbers. After KP stopped promoting this one and just does his other one, we have no more numbers.
How many? What?
Like 7 people.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think, what kind of sides did you guys have? Just traditional?
Was that Burke?
No. He must have. I don't care if it's him.
Burke.
Was it Burke?
Yeah, that's Burke. He went to the bathroom.
Burke's on the lurk.
You just had some.
So we'll sit down for a Tuesday night dinner. Burke's lurking.
He just did that.
Wasn't he in Hairspray? Burke's lurking.
Just did it.
Huh? What? No. I'm gonna tape up my size because you're not telling me about yours.
No, I'm saying that usually if you go to my mother-in-law's on a Tuesday night, she'll have 52 vegetables.
Oh.
Like literally, she'll have everything buffet. For no reason. But Thanksgiving this year, I actually enjoyed it. She just did the standard. She did corn.
Oh.
Brussels sprouts with the bacon.
Oh, we did Brussels sprouts pancetta.
Absolutely delicious.
With
carrots with the honey glaze.
Oh, you know, nice.
The maple glaze. Sorry.
So with those, I usually do orange juice, honey, ginger carrots.
Oh, yeah?
And it all kind of cooks down, and it becomes like, so it's got like a kick to it, but it's got the...
With the ginger, give it a little...
Yep, and the orange juice offsets the sweetness of the honey.
Oh, nice. Sounds good, man. A
couple of Julia children's over here.
My fit... Julia's children. Do you get it?
I know what he's saying.
That was well done.
I know what he's
well done.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving, though,
we're about to get edgy.
We ate dinner at 3.
Oh, wow.
6:30.
Nope.
The 6:30 sandwich. The 6:30 sandwich with the cold stuffing and cranberry sauce with mayonnaise.
People didn't get to my house until like 2, and so then it was like a few hours of appetizers.
Right.
We ate at like 5:30. What's going on, LB?
The Burks are here.
Hey, KP, you put on a couple of LBs over here. This guy over here.
That's
hey,
not funny. Not
Larry Burke.
The truth Burks, guys.
Did you hear what he just said to his father? I told you it's not good.
Yeah, who are you? Rich McDonald?
That's how proud he is of the show.
Wow. I want to shake his hand. And I'll do that after we're done doing a podcast. So I'm trying to think what else we did. We did mashed potatoes. Mm. My wife pulled a tricky on me. I thought it was going to be garlic parsley mashed potatoes. She just went straight mashed potatoes with sour cream.
My wife's friend makes them and sends them over every year, and we save them. We won't have them with, dinner. We throw them in the freezer. She makes them with sour cream.
Yep.
Cream cheese.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah, we did cream cheese.
Butter. And a whole, dude, it's like a freaking casserole of just mashed potatoes. It's absolutely delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen,
how are the Burks are here?
Into the field, we have the Burks, Mr. K.P. Burke, and Mr. Larry. Am I allowed to say your name? Burke.
Sure, why not? He's retired now. He doesn't give a shit.
Now, Larry, here's the thing. On this podcast, we actually like it when you talk into the microphone. Sick bird.
Wow, that means you listen to the we got you. What? Very good.
No, I don't want any food. I'm good.
That's the way
thank
we're
you.
Kicking off here, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Busting.
Welcome to the deep end of the podcast world, Larry. All right.
So
wait, where have you guys been? Off harassing minorities?
Rainy Parkway.
It was bad, man. LP got a new truck.
Really?
Yeah. F-150.
Woo!
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Now, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Brand new?
What'd you do with your old car?
Brandy spanking.
Did you hand it down to this lug?
No way. Why? Yeah. Why would I want to do that?
He had a Toyota Tundra, Joe, that people used to ask him about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was because
he built that. What the fuck do you call it?
Total Pimp Ride.
Oh. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
it was a sliding tool drawer in the back in the cab.
Ooh. Nice.
We had we were at Newark Airport. I was dropping them off at the airport, and I had one of the Port Authority cops comes up to me and he goes, like, I thought he was about to tell me to move. And then he really just wants to ask questions about the design of the rollout.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a rollout tray. So you don't have to climb
into it. Oh, yeah, the rollout tray is beautiful.
You don't have to climb into the
truck. Was it stock
or
did you put it in on the bed?
No, I made it.
Beautiful.
Out of wood?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, back in the day.
This is what men do, Natty. So my Chevy Silverado, I just had so much work done on it. I lost a brake pump. They were checking for the brake switch. I got the check engine light is a glitch. So many things going on. But the first thing I decided was, hey, let's get the brakes fixed. That's probably
good. Yeah, that would be good.
You know, you would think, so long as I
can
get it to stop,
start
we can fix
is one
everything
thing,
else.
But having it stop when asked is
exactly.
also good.
This guy dropped
$600 on a new pump and labor and everything.
This is so much
right
better without
Grifo. Chevy issued a recall on everything that I just did for that.
So what happens with
that? I was like, you got to be shitting me. But apparently I'll get my... I get the money back as long as I can produce the labor receipt.
You got to produce the papers. Receipt. Produce the papers.
Produce the papers. I can get it. So
right.
It went from stressful to, hey, this is pretty nice. I get it back.
Hey, speaking of stressful, was somebody down at the Stress Factory this weekend opening for Mrs. Davis? How you doing, KP? Big man, huh?
We don't have to talk about that, Bump.
No, it's good. We're all proud of you.
Listen, we have nothing else to talk about
KP
in our life.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it was like?
Yeah. What is comedy like?
Really.
Oh.
It's subjective, Natty, and there's a lot of racism in white people.
did you guys eat yet?
Yeah. We were talking about Thanksgiving.
I got here like 4 o'clock.
And what we did. And Grifo wouldn't talk. And Joe and I were swapping recipes. So what about you guys?
Wow, that's exciting podcast material.
It was. Yeah.
Really?
If you didn't come in, we're going to start talking about sweaty balls.
I spatchcocked my turkey, all right? You just relax.
I'm very happy to tell you guys it is day 26. Of November.
Oh, right. Honest answer. Now,
yes, sir.
Please. Is this a bit, or are you honestly and truly sticking to this for 22?
Sticking to this.
You have really.
And we have started. We are on day two right now of no drinking either. It's terrifying.
How
I'm going to call bullshit because you never stick to this.
No, this one's so far so good.
The last
Wait,
one was
it's
so
two
far
days.
So good.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's
2 days in,
still
we're
on
solid.
Your breath.
Yeah. You know it.
And how many hours out of those 2 days have you slept?
Ambien prescription's been refilled, so
wow.
We are at 1 day and 17 hours and 55
What did
minutes,
you start at what? A stop yeah, clock when okay. you start?
It's called
really?
Sober time. I went up to 70 days on this bad boy
sober
once.
Sober time.
What do you think, Larry? What do you think of him when he's not drinking? Is he
When he's not drinking?
When he's not drinking.
Well, he's not.
Is
have
he
you
functional
know
or
he's
not?
He's
the worst.
Well,
but
not
really.
Not on day two, but you give him a couple of days.
Oh, no,
to
I've
get
had
over
those
the,
phone calls.
The initial
I got
hump.
The shakes. I got the headaches.
If it wasn't for the shakes, you'd have no exercise.
It's also true.
Shakes like he's shitting a bag of razor blades.
Burke's shake weight is not drinking.
Right.
I don't understand.
It all works, though. No, we're going to see. The goal is, and I'm going to see if I can stick to this.
Christmas?
I'm going to. No, Christmas Eve. Me and hot little Nathan Condit.
Oh, God. Just bring that name up.
That's there's a voice from the past. Right? Yeah.
Rest in peace.
He was up this weekend. That's why I was drinking this weekend. But then I stopped it, so it's all good.
So you went on a bender and felt absolutely disgusted. You woke up doing something you wish you hadn't done, and that's why you're on 2 days of not drinking.
No, Florida, I wasn't even drinking that much, actually. That was
that
the weird
much.
Part, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Florida, you have to, because you can't drink the water down there. It's not fit for consumption.
That's right.
But nothing is.
So wait, pal, in 10 days, you have opened up for Carlos Mencia and Dave Attell. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm hoping that they
remember your
yin
name.
And yang, if there ever was one.
Right, now Seinfeld this weekend? Is that where we're going?
He's at the Beacon Theater.
Is he really? That's a...
I don't,
it's a hell of
point.
A gig for young
He's
Jerry Seinfeld.
Figure out a way to open up.
Good for him,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Nah, that's you know, what's the biggest venue you guys ever performed in? Because I get nervous when it's big venues. Like I don't have fun.
Such
the
a jerk. The Ephrata.
Montclair
Ephrata
College.
No, the
Ephrata was the biggest.
But what about Atlantic City? Your
oh yeah, that one was big. The
Borgata.
Borgata. Yeah. No. Tropicana. No,
Tropicana.
Tropicana was the biggest.
Colleges count, right?
You were there.
Clubs
that
and colleges.
That was inside the Taj Mahal or?
No, not the silly one.
Yeah.
The big one. Where
the
we
real
did,
one.
Where we came out to Girls. Jackie Byrne. We brought everybody on stage. They broke the Crystal Vision behind us. They
I
broke
was
the
not
TV.
There, sir.
They broke the TV?
Yeah, the first bus trip. You weren't there for the first
no.
trip?
No, I didn't make the first bus trip.
Oh, that was the biggest.
I wasn't invited.
Second would be effort of performing. No, it was effort of town theater. That was my, that was monster. That was big.
Excellent, man. I feel like when you see comedy on like a big, big stage like that, I feel like you lose the in the room thing with it.
Yeah.
And then it makes me nervous.
The what's that room I do over Newtown Theater?
Yes.
It's a different vibe doing theaters versus doing rooms.
You got to slow it down for that room, man.
Yeah, because you're 15, at least 20 feet away from the crowd. And
I watched George Lopez do Chavez Ravine. Think about that.
No.
He did comedy for 52,000 people.
I was.
How do you? You can't do crowd work. I mean, you can, but nobody knows what you're doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. Right. You can't have to describe exactly who you're talking to and why.
How much time do I got? 52,000 minutes.
You have to just rely on your storytelling, and you're going to lose the back of the room. And occasionally, people are going to talk. You know.
Yeah, and you have to yell at everyone for being on their cell phones.
Yeah.
Hey, row 131, seat A.
I'm taking a picture.
Imagine someone like E2 Ray.
Just do the percentages of 52,000 people. There's got to be an asshole somewhere.
He's probably on stage.
The odds of me meeting my goal of ticket, making 200 people laugh has to be that night.
It's the booker.
Garifo and I did a show the other night, and it was a great room, but there were no lights on in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Was it in Montclair?
No, it was not in Montclair.
You said the other night, and it was you and Garifo. That's the sound logic.
No,
it's a
different show.
Oh, coming with the shade, Burke.
Just a lot of shade.
KP putting in Patrice's theory on that. 52,000 people, so you want 26,000 people to laugh at, 26,000 people to say, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
For those that don't know.
There you go.
That's that Patrice O'Neill quote. He says, killing isn't making a room full of 100 people laugh. Killing is making a room full of 100 people where 50 of them are dying laughing and 50 of them are staring at you like, what the fuck did this guy just say?
What is he laughing at?
It's a great quote, man. How long have you guys been on the air?
We've been on the air for a while.
Oh, you haven't.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, Natty's buying something right now.
Natty, what was your point about the whole show that we did?
This is exciting stuff, Kev.
No, this is very... No, this is. I was trying to buy this thing, and it went out of stock, and now I'm buying it. So
right now,
this podcast was just four assholes sitting around a bar talking. I mean,
let me ask you guys a question.
Far more exciting.
You guys hiring over at American Loser by any chance? I'm both.
It kind of reminds me of what we were talking about the other day. Osceola was the leader of the Seminole people, during the Second Creek Wars. Now, during that time frame, America had recently acquired Spain from, you know, via sale, really. And then there was this fun thing down in St. Augustine, Florida, where we would take the Spanish forts and then give them English names. It's like,
is this while you were down there?
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, bilingual. In January, my kids and I are going to go sleep on a boat with the scouts, a destroyer.
Sounds safe.
A destroyer?
Awesome. Which one?
I don't know if it's a destroyer.
With the scouts, I'm sure there's a lot of you destroyers,
boat.
Huh?
It's a big boat.
It's a big boat like a battleship, near Camden.
Like the battleship New Jersey.
It might be that one.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know.
Did you just...
I just gave him $150.
So when they get... We're going to take the scouts and go sleep on the boat, guys.
Yeah,
that's really what you said.
Because he's Scout Wizard over there.
Grand Wizard.
Shining Wizard.
Totally different podcast.
With gold epaulets.
Were you a scout leader?
He's an Eagle Scout.
I'm an Eagle Scout, and my dad was the Scoutmaster. I was the senior patrol leader.
How many of the Pinewood Derbies are fixed?
How
much money do you have to contribute to the scouting?
Like, no, seriously, because there was a Pinewood Derby.
Kevin's like this fucking asshole kid with cystic fibrosis always won every year.
No, because some jerks. There was rumors. There was a Pinewood Derby rumor mill.
Oh, there you go.
About how many
on a message board?
I gotta
or something?
Hear this. Go ahead.
The fix is in.
The fix because some. Some kids would put weights or magnets or weights on their...
You're supposed to put weights on it.
No, but it's not allowed.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, as long
as your car has to be between this weight and that weight.
Depends on where you put the weights.
So then people were on PEDs.
You had to weigh in
PEDs.
So it was
you have to weigh
in. Pinewood
enhancement drugs.
In it.
Pinewood?
Yeah. You're supposed to waste it. But the real trick to the Pinewood Derby is the carbon dust.
The graphite,
yeah.
Graphite on the
axle.
I didn't know about.
Right.
I get
it. You spray it in the axles.
That's fine.
And then the cars go crazy.
I guess they were riding derby.
I don't know what that means.
They tried to catch them.
Hey there. What's up, KP? How are you there, buddy? Finally. I haven't seen you in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, low-hanging fruit.
How's everybody's Thanksgiving there? A low-hanging fruit there, buddy.
Low-hanging fruit.
My friends just call me low-hang.
Stank on the low-hang?
That's how he started
That's a callback.
I know. That's how he started it.
What do you guys think Rich McDonald's doing right now?
I don't know.
Enjoying his life.
Yeah, probably being a great stepfather.
So here's my thing with the scouts. I was a scout for a little while, and I was an altar boy, and I must have been so fat.
Oh,
ugly,
man, you got
ever
the shitty end of all sorts of sticks.
Huh? So nobody would ever molest you, Joe?
Did I take off a joke? I'm sorry.
No, you're coming.
Wait, go on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ruined it.
No, I was. You got more?
So wait, you were a boy scout and an altar boy.
And an altar boy.
And what else?
Real, yeah, and nothing ever happened. I have nothing to ever tell.
You sound disappointed.
Everybody else has a story. I was either too fat, too ugly, or both. Nobody ever touched me. I would tie the robe in a knot in the front.
He's dead now, but Sean Rouse had my favorite joke ever on that. It was, I grew up as an altar boy. A priest never molested me, no matter how hard I came on to him.
Why does
everyone have
Sean
that voice?
Morton?
That's Sean Rouse. That's exactly how he sounded. Yeah. No, Sean Rouse, it's a really excellent comedian that died, and Sean Morton's career's just dead. So,
I don't know. Wow. According to him, he's doing great.
He's the second realist.
Belleville, I'm coming for you.
He's the second realist.
Wait, who's the first realist?
Used to be Sean Rouse.
Oh.
I loved it.
But now he's the...
I love you, bud.
So, KP,
do I prove to you that I listen to the words you say when I do stuff like that?
So, KP, did you...
What are you buying now, Martha?
Same thing. I never got to finish it. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
We had Thanksgiving at the Burke House. It was the first time ever, I think.
In a long while, anyhow.
Yeah. Normally, we go down to Virginia, but then everybody's split, and it's your gem of a daughter always gets mad because she has to work Black Friday. Kevin, do you do Black Friday shopping?
Can't buy them anymore.
What?
Oh God. Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Larry, that you have to be associated. I'm sorry, I have to be associated.
Not for nothing
with
here,
this.
But this whole operation seems to be running off of a single extension cord that's running out the back door. Is that
it's a hazard. Yeah. It is.
Is there any significance to that? Or
anybody trips?
Yeah, because we're all linked.
Oh, fuck.
Are you stealing the...
This is how we catch our guests, Larry.
That was good. It's raining bad outside, too.
Cats and dogs?
You guys should feel safe in here because it's nasty outside. That's why I'm sorry we were late.
Kevin Patrick.
Yes, sir.
What's he buying? I need to know what this is happening, why this is happening during the podcast.
I don't know. He's putting his real name into the phone, though. That's kind of weird. That being said.
Bumper car. Emerson.
You guys all covered your menus and stuff. What did we do? We deep fried a turkey.
Oh, you deep? That's what
no,
we were talking
we,
about when you came
actually
in.
Actually, it was deep fried, but it wasn't. It was oilless deep fried, which was kind of
infrared. Oh, the infrared. How
yeah,
was it?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, just as crispy and everything.
Absolutely.
Went out there? Yeah,
and moist.
Nice.
Outstanding. And of course,
Sandy Burke does a pineapple souffle that'll change your life.
Absolutely.
Wow. See that's a
pineapple
souffle.
That's a good callback to SpongeBob SquarePants.
What, pineapple souffle?
Bumper
I've never
get
watched.
The fucking
she lives in a pineapple under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, but I just never. I love hearing about new sides on Thanksgiving that I've never heard of before in my life. And a pineapple souffle is something I've never heard
that's
of
a game changer.
Once sure. ever. Has anyone, have you guys ever heard of a pineapple souffle?
I've heard of upside down pineapple cake.
No, okay. Pineapple souffle.
Is that what it is?
It eats like a cake.
But it's a side at dinner.
Yeah, it's so damn good. I don't even understand how she makes it. Do you?
No.
I hear you.
No,
anyway,
no good idea. Talk. Good talk, guys. Good
you
talk.
You don't make it, you eat it. You
so
don't
we,
spell
we
it.
Now we lost you guys?
Yep. You can't compete with food, Bump. You know
this
that.
Is the worst.
You got on your phone. Those two gentlemen just spent probably 3 hours discussing history and how it changed the landscape
history.
Of this nation.
Tammany Hall.
What was tonight's topic for you boys?
We dove in on. We wound up having to do. It's such a big topic that it's the next 3 weeks are going to be about Tammany Hall.
Hey, how do you get to Tammany Hall?
I love this one.
Yeah. Practice.
Graft.
Tell me you did some sort of stupid joke like
so
that.
So you know what I want to do? I want to rent. I want to have enough money through comedy so that I can, for at least 1 year, rent an apartment next door to Carnegie Hall. So when people ask me how to get to my apartment, I go, practice, 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 make a left.
Yeah.
You understand? You see what?
Yeah, I get it. You know I get it.
Okay.
All right.
I was waiting for Garifa to say, I just want to make enough money that I can live inside of Dylan's.
Where's Dylan's?
Dylan's is a rival bar.
There's no rivals.
I couldn't wait to see you because I've been watching it. I don't want to call it a documentary. I guess it is. It's a 10-part documentary on A&E.
It's not a documentary. It's a 10-part documentary.
You know, yeah, it's not like a get in, get out. It's like you got to commit to it.
Clinton
it's
roughed up a lot of broads.
Are you guys watching this?
One of the first ever.
You already know. I didn't realize how deep and intricate the web of the Clintons was on every aspect of politics, of real estate, of law, of adultery, of absolutely everything. It's the most amazing thing that I've watched in a while.
They're bad people.
They are bad people. They really are. She really was, man. Everybody that questioned them or got a little too close felt so bad about getting close, they killed themselves.
I try not to get too political, but I did think this was hilarious that remember that thing when they had sign up for dinner with Barack? That was the thing you could win dinner with Barack. Interesting, right? When they tried doing that with Hillary, they had to stop it because people kept signing up as Vince Foster.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God. Really?
Which, Kevin, by the way, that's like...
liked the parks.
It's like the Montreal screw job.
Grandy Park, right? That's where he went. Grandy Park.
I think so.
Yeah.
How many more parts? It's 10 parts, you said?
I believe it's 10 parts. We're up. Well, we watched 6 parts over the
10 parts water, 1 part vinegar.
Oh, man.
That's it. What are you guys talking about?
Bumper car phoning it in.
That's
the name of the show.
There are 4 other people here. Well, 3 who aren't eating.
I need to know what
you guys
purchasing.
Should be able to. Huh?
I'm going to show you.
Yeah, but they're talking
don't
about.
Don't you put that microphone down. Don't you put it down.
They're talking about stuff that's way out of my element.
If I start to talk, Natty, you're just going to jump in. Like, that's what I need to do. I need to talk now so that you'll get back into the show.
If it's not, like, wrestling or wrestling, then I really don't know what's happening.
What is going on with wrestling, Kev? Talk about it.
Now we'll talk about it. We'll save that for the next podcast.
So hang on. Who's going to draft first, the Jets or the Giants?
Having a battle.
The
huh?
Jaguars.
It's going to come down to points. Yep.
Shit City, baby.
Going to come down to points. In my pool tonight, it's Tennessee versus Texans, and I got the Texans. If the Texans win with less than 48 total points, I win my football pool for the week.
That's not bad, buddy.
No, I know.
Which you should know by the time this episode airs.
By the time this episode airs,
guys,
I will be, let's see.
Your package might be here.
1, 2, 3. I'll be 4 days away from my college football team playing in the SEC championship and doing very well, I'm sure.
The Georgia Bulldogs, eh?
The Georgia Bulldogs taking on the undefeated at Alabama.
Mine's ranked 3rd and going for a national championship.
Yours isn't going to make it out of the first round.
My team is from New Jersey, and they're winning 2-0 right now against
currently because you're not
the Florida Panthers.
Ohio State beating the shit out of Michigan was one of my favorite things I ever saw.
Really? That one hurt me.
My favorite thing was
I don't like Ohio
Notre
State.
Dame, baby.
Was Texas A&M did to LSU.
72-70?
I couldn't go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
6 overtime? 7 overtime?
6.
Joe, how did you wind up rooting for Notre Dame? Like, I'm not being a jerk. Natty went to the school, the root sport?
No, my wife went to Notre Dame. Oh, that one. Yeah.
So, Natty's from Georgia.
Mrs. Fogarty.
Roots for Georgia, right?
Yeah.
And then you are a Notre Dame fan. Is it the Irish thing? That's the pull-in on that one?
It absolutely is.
I can speak to that 100% too.
People think now, ironically, I just had this conversation, that I'm a Boston Celtics fan too. And it was ironic that they were Irish, and I love them for that. But it was because of Larry Bird. If Larry Bird was a Nick,
Larry
I would have been a Nick fan.
He's right
Bird,
here.
Bird.
If he was a Nick, I'd have been a Nick fan.
This is what
I just
bought.
Just happened to be.
Just so you know.
You bought a Lego Rocket. We had to wait for you to buy a Saturn V.
What's uh-huh. What was the sale? Did you get a price?
It was $40 off. So it's
but
seven,
I love
not
Lou,
even for his kids.
I love Lou Holtz.
It's not for my kids.
I love Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz was one of my favorite coaches ever.
Huh?
And if you listen to him now, you can buy his tapes. You can listen to his inspirational speaking. He had a lisp and a speech impediment when he was a child that he couldn't get past. And his mountains that he climbed and overcame was one of the greatest stories I ever heard of Lou Holtz.
Ladies and gentlemen, low-hanging fruit came back to the podcast.
No, that's Lou Holtz.
Who?
That's Lou Holtz. He was a
Lou Holtz hanging fruit. Yeah.
Lou Holtz,
no. No, I wasn't
okay,
good.
This was the worst episode ever. Does anybody have any plugs?
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say this on air. You made this the worst episode.
I know, because I looked at my phone. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I apologize. I tried to buy this thing earlier, and they ran out of it, and I had to buy it now.
Oh, hold on. I give a flying fuck pants in the car on why you weren't paying attention.
And this wasn't even for your children.
Wow. No, it's for my best friend, who I've known since I was 3 years old, who I went to Chicago with a month ago. And I had planned to buy this for him for like a year, but it was $140, and now it was $75. And I was like, I'm going to get it. And we were at a museum,
so
at 40% and he walked
off,
past
he's
it.
Still your best friend.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh? At 40% off, he's still your best friend.
Listen, Burke, some of us have to feed children, all right? I know you
look
do,
look at
too.
What
he's
had to feed.
Yeah,
I know. And he's still,
still
eating.
Eating.
And he's still eating.
Larry's picking up
KP,
the check, I guarantee.
I don't want to. You know me. I don't like to stir the shit.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask you a question. Did you listen to last week's podcast? Did you listen to the whole thing till the very end?
We're actually at time if we want to go to the next, if we want to quit.
Start this.
Did you listen
start
to
this on the next one?
I'll be honest. If I'm being honest, what I heard in it was, I know that there was a rush to get it done and everything like that, and we were a little bit uncomfortable with some of the stuff we were talking about. But the episode I did on Osceola was probably scattered. However, still, I thought it held true to the values that we're all about.
You don't know, this podcast.
Oh, no.
All right.
That was a good reaction.
Rich McDonald.
Dude, no,
you did not listen to the last one?
No.
Where you
I,
taught
I
us
not.
About Clapter and
I didn't teach anybody about anything. You and me agree
deep.
On most of that stuff. Natty wants comedy
I
to have a human resources
that when
department.
I just want you and I, at the end of the episode, got up to go to the bar to get a drink and we say goodbye, everybody. He sat here with Kevin Joseph and shit on you and I for a minute and a half.
I'm sure of it.
Kevin, is that true?
Who did?
He's saying that I did. Or did you and I have a conversation about why you didn't talk and how you were uncomfortable because you didn't feel like you had a real stake in the conversation?
That sounds more accurate.
And doesn't it sound more accurate? Well, I mean, just as the person who put it together
Kevin
and edited
Joseph
and everything.
Joseph Garifo said, you know what, man? It's just not my thing, and I didn't want to be a part of it. And you said, well, let me just ask you, because you were sitting here, which one of them was more of a racist drunk ass? Was it KP or was it Joe?
I don't remember that.
Would have been
I
great if Kevin's either. Response was the colored one.
KP, I'm sure you have what are they called?
Plugs?
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. Plugs to give out?
I don't plug on this podcast no more. It's
up
on my
that's
website.
That's weird. You don't promote it and you don't plug it.
It's
right.
up on my website, created by the beautiful Natty Bumper Car.
That's me.
Really did do a beautiful job on that website.
It's a nice website. What's the URL?
Is kpburksucks.com.
Or is it kpburkcomic.com?
We own multiple URLs.
Oh, it's true. Okay. That's true. It's a whole universe of URLs. Shining Webber Skepwimmer. Where can they find your stuff?
At Kevin Garifo on Twitter, at Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram. By the time this airs, we will be right past episode number 400 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast and 7 years in the making. So thank you for anyone that happens to listen to both the podcasts. 400 episodes is nothing to sneeze at. We'll get to maybe not even remotely close to that here. So
awesome.
So thank you very much. And that's it.
When you are hearing this, I will be selling slightly used Saturn V Lego rockets.
Well,
with a little bit of Natty blood.
It's
and
going
human
to
shit on it on the front of
it's
the
going
Brown
to
Bear
Boulder,
pub.
It's going to Boulder, Colorado. So
is that where it's going?
Huh?
I wish you went with it. Say goodbye and hang up this fucking thing.
I'm Natty Bumper Car, and I'm glad you guys are still listening to this. I'm shutting it off now. They're usually better than this, Larry.
Just tell them. I think you made us nervous.
Oh, wait, Joe, did you have a joke you want to go out on?
Probably because of the vast studio audience that you have here tonight.
We are busy.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.